look, if it isn't another absolute legend adding marvel and mystery to the breakfast table, along with Saoirse Ronan this morning, is an esteemed actor who has had us gripped in everything he's done. Nothing he's done has been at all bad. He's now straddling both ITV and BBC. He's up against himself. We've never had this before. 9 p.m. on Monday on ITV, John Sims stars in Trauma. 9 p.m. on BBC One on Monday, the same day, the same time, on the same, in the same country, on the same terrestrial platform, he's in Collateral. It's quite unbelievable. What is the kid doing? John, what on earth's going on? Good morning, by the way.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yeah, it's the first for me too.
Is it news to you?
No, I knew. I'd heard the news. It's just quirky scheduling. I don't know what's going on there, or I don't know, but there we are. I thought it'd be spread over maybe a couple of months.
Yeah, but, we've never had this before. We've had guests on the same show who are up against each other in the same slot, but never one guest who's up against himself.
I know, it's strange, very strange.
So you met Saoirse? Can't wait to see the film?
Can't wait to see the film. Oh, so excited.
I can't wait to see all of your shows. All of the John Sims shows.
Oh, I love it when the guests get
on one day.
Makes my job so much easier.
Yeah.
So your two shows. Right, now everybody pay attention.
All right.
Here's John's two shows, right? One is called Trauma and one is called Collateral. I don't know if the trauma comes from the scheduling clash and the collateral is all of us caught in the middle of it, but I've seen Trauma.
Have you?
I've seen Trauma, but I haven't... Well, I saw a bit of Collateral this morning, but I watched Trauma yesterday, and they couldn't be more different, really, could they, in their styles?
No, no.
So let's talk about Trauma first.
Yes, Trauma. It's not a comedy.
No, it's not.
Isn't it? No, it's not.
Trauma begins from the first second and pretty much carries on the whole way through.
Yeah, it does. It does. Actually, the only similarity between the two, there's a murder at the beginning of both of them. There's somebody dies, and then it goes from there. But Trauma is very, very different. Psychological thriller with me and Adrian Lester. I play a dad whose 15-year-old boy gets stabbed, and it should be a routine thing for the surgeons. He's told that everything's fine when he goes into the hospital, but the boy dies. And my character, Dan, thinks that something went wrong, and Adrian's character is saying, no, it's just a normal thing. But he's absolutely convinced something went wrong because he said, you said he was going to be fine.
All right, and Dad is in no mood to be messed with, not at all.
No, of course, in fact,
he's just lost his son unexpectedly, but also he's losing in life, but he's not a loser. So he has nothing to lose in this quest, this fight to find what he thinks may be the truth.
No, absolutely not.
Because he's just lost his job, he's divorced.
Yeah, his whole world just collapses when it happens, because he does lose it, and he's just grabbing onto this idea he has that somebody's lying about something, and you know he's vindicated. He starts to lose his wife, and everything goes wrong, but he will not let it go. I mean, he's tenacious. But yeah, and it's, you know, it's about the trust that we put into, you know, organisations and, you know, people like hospitals and other people. We have our loved ones' lives in other people's hands. And
because the consultant, who's the subject of his suspicion,
yeah,
he is at home now. His life couldn't be more different, because he's like successfully, happily married. He's upwardly mobile, and then he gets this call when he's having dinner with his family at home, and the sort of rub is that he could have said no, he could have ignored his phone. So he's doing the right thing by leaving his family to go in, because he understands he could save a life, or he might have to save a life, but then it all goes pear-shaped for
him. It does. And is he telling the truth when he says he didn't have a drink, he didn't make a mistake? It's a moral dilemma.
It is a moral dilemma.
Yeah.
And there's sort of potential sympathy all round, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, you go from one to the other, you kind of think, well, this guy, I know he's lost his son, but this is a bit much, what he's doing. Does he really need to go this far? Because the guy was trying to save him. But is the surgeon, is Adrian's character lying? Is he covering something up to save himself?
One of those stories where whose side do you take? And you jump from one to the other. It's a bit of a runaround situation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Mike Bartlett who did Dr. Foster, and he's a brilliant playwright, and so he's your sympathies do go from one to the other. Yeah, yeah.
Right, so that's Trauma, right? Are we following this,
Saoirse? Yeah, I'm into Trauma.
So that's Trauma, ITV, 9 p.m. Monday. Okay, then we've got Collateral, which is BBC Two, not BBC One. BBC
Two. What time is that,
Anna? 9 p.m.
And what day?
Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're, I mean, they couldn't be. I mean, he's head on here.
Right,
should we get Lennon? Okay, we've got the trail. John's going to stick with us. Saoirse's going to stick with us. We're going to talk more about what John's doing once we get our head around it again. Saoirse's got a point.
Well, I was just saying to John here in the studio, guys, that really he can't lose when it comes to having two slots on different TV stations. That, you know,
because he's got to win one way or another.
He's got to win, or you'll lose. No, I'm joking. No, you're gonna win either way.
Channel. Yeah, I guess.
Well, what else is on?
You can record things these days, can't you? Because it's like we live in the future.
That's true.
You
yeah.
don't know.
Rewatch
you
it.
Sound so, I say that all the time, and the team and my wife says, "Don't say you can record things. You don't need to record anything anymore. You just can't.
You just watch it live when it comes out."
Of course.
Should we go through our mixtapes?
You don't need
John.
To press the two buttons together, do you, anymore?
Now, Julius Caesar also, he's got a look in on, he gets a look in on
yeah,
Monday.
Yeah, apparently he's on BBC One. Yeah,
but nobody's going to watch that.
Well, I've seen both of them, so I might.
But yep. He does. John, you're up against X-Files on Channel 5.
Am I?
Yeah, and World's Most Luxurious Airline Channel 4.
Okay. Oh, I want to look at that.
Just okay. So you're up to date with who you're up against, apart from yourself, obviously, right. Okay. All right, so Trauma. Trauma's ITV, 9 p.m, John Sims in it. This is on Monday at 9 p.m, BBC Two, Collateral. And now, if you need to know more about that, have a listen to this.
Pure drama on BBC Two.
Why would anyone kill a pizza delivery man?
A new four-part thriller from the internationally acclaimed playwright David Hare.
If you think you can blackmail us by withholding information, you're wrong.
Starring Kerry Mulligan, John Sim, and Billy Piper.
What business is it of yours?
Because I'm in the Shadow Cabinet, that's why!
Murder, deceit, and the real cost of human lives.
He had papers. He knew who the smugglers were.
I sent a man to his death.
Collateral.
It comes down to people. You have to trust me.
Monday night at 9 on BBC Two.
In style, they couldn't be more different, could they, John?
No, they're very, 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 very different.
OK, and in Collateral, you were married to Billy Piper. What was that like?
It was brief.
Was it?
Brief. Apparently 4 months, I think, in the script. That's what it said.
All right, good luck next time. John, yeah. Have you done some rock and roll? John's in with us this morning, by the way. John's starring in ITV's new drama, Trauma, and BBC Two's Collateral, both of which start on Monday night at 9 p.m. So, John, have you rock and rolled it?
Have I rock and rolled it? Mm. Yeah, I was in a band. You played my band last time I was on, if you remember.
No, but have you starred in somebody else's video?
Oh, yes, I have, actually. I was in a New Order video. Song called Here to Stay that was after 24 Hour Party People, the film that I did.
Oh, one of my favourite films of all time! Have you seen it, Saoirse?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, what a movie!
Yeah, I did that video and I did. Yeah, so I think I did another one. I can't remember what else I did. I've been in two. I can't remember the other one. I'll come back to you.
See, that's cool when you can't remember which other rock and roll video you've been in. It was probably Madonna or something.
It was a long day. I can't remember.
Okay, you in emotion, John. You in emotion and acting. Where'd you go to? How deep and dark is the well?
Oh, it depends what you're playing, you know? Depends what you're playing.
Okay, which required the deepest, darkest well? Was it Trauma for ITV, 9 p.m. Monday, or was it Collateral for BBC Two, 9 p.m.?
Without a doubt, it was Trauma, yeah, without a doubt.
Was it really?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, because
Collateral,
which I've seen a bit of, scares me brilliantly.
Yeah.
I mean, really, properly scares me.
Yeah, fantastic, thriller, yeah.
And Trauma just messes with my head, and I feel very uncomfortable watching Trauma, which I suppose I'm supposed to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a comedy. Trauma.
It's not a comedy.
The clue's in the title.
John, you strike me as a very laid-back individual. Do you do fear?
Well, of course, when I do theatre, live shows, you get that...
Theatre.
Frisson of fear. Yeah, when you do that, it's terrifying. But you need it. You need that fear. You need to, you know, and the only way to get over it is to throw yourself on that. And if you've prepared, if you've done the work, then you're fine.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, excellent. Questions from our guest too, I guess. Will.i.am, you have a question for both John and Saoirse.
Yeah, so as a movie fiend, I go to movies. I'm busy, but I still find time every Friday to go to films or watch a film. And I'm a fan of your guys' work. How do you guys pick? Like, what's the process of picking the roles that you guys play? Because the roles that you guys play are so believable, so the characters and how you bring them to life. Well, out of all the things that are thrown at you, how do you pick?
Well, for me, always the script. I'm a massive fan of great writing, and so if the script grabs me, I will absolutely consider it, and if I'd really love to do it, then I will go for it with everything I've got. So it's the script.
However, ironically, Collateral, that wasn't the case for Collateral, was it?
No, because that's David Hare. So David Hare,
so
one of
our
finest playwrights. So I kind of took a chance and thought, that's going to be pretty good.
So that's rare for you, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I usually read it first.